This is a new song. It's about Halloween. Now, I know Halloween isn't very close to right now, but this is Chicago. Can we fucking pretend it's Halloween? All right, it gets a little scary in here, so be careful. Take your lighters out now, would you?
Listen to you.
Spark it up. It's Halloween Eve. The children trick or treating, looking for goodies.
You have to unmute yourself. I don't know how. I think I accidentally.
It's Halloween Eve. That's where old man Brady lives. Should you knock on his door, even though you've been warned.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're probably going to hear you speak a little bit through that. You muted me, but it continued recording the whole time.
And I don't know how. I think I was trying to, because usually I make you the host, and I was trying to make you the host, and somehow I muted you, but then I couldn't unmute you, and it's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, Adam Sandler, is he coming to your neck of the woods?
I think so. I've got to look it up.
He is coming here, and I believe we're going to go. Super inexpensive, or at least I thought, for Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
$35 or something?
Oh, wow.
Let me see.
That is pretty cheap.
Yeah, Climate Pledge Arena. Oh, that's next Friday.
Oh, is it next Friday?
I thought it was the 20th.
Nice.
Huh. Hold on here. That's no longer right. I'm trying to make sure we got tickets still.
What, did they move it on you?
No, they raised it on me. Either that price, or all the $35 ones are sold out. They're now $100. So, either that or they shut down 200 level. Oh, no, 200 level sold out.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. Nice.
So I may have to PQC if something else now to get tickets to that. Either that or we may go see Trey Crowder.
That'd be cool.
Because he's here. Oddly enough, Trey Crowder tickets were more expensive than Sandler tickets.
Shows how much he's fallen off. Looks like December 7th he's in San Antonio.
Sounds like a birthday present.
You know, it's just a quick drive over there.
What's the drive to San Antonio?
It's about 2.5 hours.
What day is the 7th? That kind of makes the difference.
No, it does too, and I didn't even think about that. Let's see, December 7th. It's a Thursday. Ooh, that would be tough.
Yeah, that kind of hampers it when you're, you know, 4.5-5 hours on the road.
Yeah.
Round trip. Yeah, you almost got to take 2 days off.
Yeah. Because you're never going to get there in time on Thursday. Yeah. So you would have to take Thursday off, and then Friday you're not going to make it back in time to drive, get to work either. So yeah, it's a little farther than I was hoping he'd be here in Houston, but no.
Nah. See, too many big cities.
Yeah.
Too many big
cities. But San Antonio is a weird one, honestly. Because out of the big cities, San Antonio's like, you think they go to Dallas or Houston first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it was a lot of, like, major, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a Live Nation thing, so that could be part of it. Climate Pledge Arena, let's see, because he's playing in Spokane. So, which is, you know, weird. Idaho Center Arena. Like, it's not your normal Fresno, California.
And they're $69 tickets.
Okay.
I mean, $69. I mean, that's the perfect one for Adam Sandler.
They were, like I said, they were 35. They're playing in Oklahoma City, Wichita, Kansas. Two shows in Denver.
Yeah, that's the Frostbank Center is where it's at. Because that's Big D, that I do the rabbit hole show with. He works at one of the venues.
Oh, where at?
I'm not sure which is in San Antonio. That's where he lives, is San Antonio, and he works at one of the venues in San Antonio. So,
okay.
I may have to yell at him and say, hey, is that the right venue?
Oh, I'm super bummed that all the cheap seats are gone. Who the hell's buying up all the damn cheap seats?
People our age.
Let's see, people. Well, that's all that's going to see him.
Trying to save money.
I mean, honestly, that's all that's going to see him anyways, right? Are people our age?
Yeah.
Let's see. I downloaded this ticket app or whatever that says you can get the best prices are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. The best price is the... what is it? The $102 is the best price. So more expensive.
Wow.
Well, that was fun getting this app. And half the tickets that are for sale are all the cheap seats. People reselling them.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of fucking pickets.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed super hard. He put a post the other day about how the Mariners and T-Mobile Stadium price gouge people. Same guy trying to get $300 for preseason tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked him the other day when he posted one of them, like, do you even go to the games? I mean,
I saw that.
He's like, well, yeah. I'm like, okay. So every time I see him, you're trying to sell him.
I saw that. Is Houston all riled up for their Astros?
Kind of. I mean, my work, there's a few people at my work that are Houston fans. They're giving me crap because the Mariners choked.
Yeah, but they should thank the Mariners anyways.
Oh, they have been. They would thank the Mariners for giving them first place.
Yeah. I got blocked by a Mariner on Twitter. Thank you very much.
By an actual Mariner?
Yeah, Cal Raleigh blocked me.
Oh, what'd you do to him?
So he went off. The game we lost against Texas that eliminated us.
Mm-hmm.
He went off about upper management, not bringing players in at the deadline and blah 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 blah. And I simply looked up his stats and saw that in the final three series, when we needed all the wins, he went 3-for-20 with no RBIs and one run scored.
Yeah.
And so I just posted his stat line and told him maybe he should get better instead of worrying about somebody else's job. Blocked. Blocked.
Hmm.
Oh, the big dumper. That guy kind of pisses me off, too.
I can see that.
I thought I was going to like him. And then I noticed he's part of some agency where he's doing local signings and picture taking and shit for like $150 to go see Cal Raleigh.
I mean, that's always bugged me.
I paid $100 at Comic-Con. Now, I get it, Comic-Con, that's the thing, right? Yeah. But to meet Stan Lee and get a picture, $100. I don't even think it was quite $100. I think it was like $89.
Not Stan Lee.
I'm not paying $150, right? I can't stand outside Comic-Con at the exit waiting for Stan Lee. Not like we could waiting for Mariners when we were, I mean, I haven't done it in my adult life.
I haven't either, but we also had the thing too, where you'd have the, like, what, DJ sport cards?
Yeah.
If you remember that, where all of a sudden they would just say, hey, there's going to be a Mariner here on Friday, and you would go, and they would sign your shit.
Yeah.
For free.
And I'm sure, and I don't know for sure, right? Maybe I'm not for sure, but it's possible that, like, DJs paid, you know, paid the Mariners to send somebody. But I'm not sure that's really how it went down either, though. You know.
I think they cared more.
Cross promotion for both companies.
Yeah, and they cared more about the fans.
But, I mean, that's honestly something like that is the reason I hate Ken Griffey Jr.
I mean, maybe he's just not getting enough on his, you know, $1 million contract. Just.
Because we went to Winters. I don't know if you remember Winters, the restaurant down in South Center. Where Griffey was supposed to be there to sign autographs. And he showed up late, did an interview with Channel 11 News, which isn't even a thing anymore. And then left without signing an autograph.
Yeah.
And for a 10-year-old boy, I was fucking destroyed, and I hate that guy ever since.
I mean,
nope.
Okay, Cal Raleigh. I mean, he doesn't have that. He's only making $758,000 this year.
Oh, only.
So I mean, yeah. I mean, that's why he has to charge. Because I mean, he's only making $758,000 for his career .214 batting average. I mean, that's just above the Mendoza line. In a .228 average this season.
That's just above the Valley line.
Yeah.
What is Dave Valley's, let's see what Dave Valley's career average is. Holy shit, Dave Valley's 62. Dave Valley's .237 hitter.
Okay, so he was actually a better hitter.
Yeah.
Than Cal Raleigh.
.237 is about what Cal Raleigh hit this year.
Oh, no, he hit.
Wasn't it 233 or something?
228. So just a little bit under. But
let's see.
And Dave Valley was considered, we always talked about how horrible of a hitter he was, but he was a great catcher.
I gotta look when he played like full seasons. I looked at his second season where he hit .157. I'm like, oh. Ooh. Valley had a .194 average in '91. He played 132 games. That's bad.
Definitely below the Mendoza line.
The year before that was .214. It's amazing that he had a 13-year career. It really is.
He was just that good of a catcher.
I'm not sure how you get a .337 average or .237 average.
Yeah, I'd say .237.
Because, I mean, he had a couple years over .300, but his last year with Texas, but he only played in 42 games. You know.
Yeah.
.296 his rookie year, but he played in 13 games. Dave Valley only had 77 home runs, though, where I think Cal's got that close to that in the last 2 years. He's got 60 in the last two. So, I want to like him. I like his play.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me,
but it's one of those things. It comes to, like, if you're treating the fans like he is, then it's like, It's like the fans aren't We want to be fans. We don't have to pay to come. We pay to come see you play.
Yeah. Well, I'm more... I don't even have to worry about that because I'm not going to get a Cal Raleigh autograph anyways. I think it's fucking dumb, mm-hmm. right? But I'm not going to get a Cal Raleigh autograph anyways. I'm more worried about the bashing of the front office. When you look at the month of September, I think we won 11 games. We were like 11-20 or something, 11-19. Yeah.
They won 21 in August and then just choked.
Shit the bed.
Through the entire month of September. They just shit the bed.
I mean, you had Julio with 4 strikeouts in that game against Houston. I think 2 of those were with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck, until August, Julio was batting around 240.
Mm-hmm.
And then had a great August and got his batting average up to like 270. And I know he's young. I'm not shitting on Julio at all. Right? But, I mean, the entire team let him down. You're having that one extra player, I'm not sure makes all that difference.
No.
Right? It wasn't one guy that failed him over and over and over again.
No, it was the entire team. I mean, all of a sudden, the whole team went from just on fire.
Yeah.
Through, you know, August, and then just the whole team. Like, as a whole, pretty much shit the bed through the month of September.
I mean, think of it this way. We went 9-1 against Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
We beat Oakland one time, and we're sitting there tied right now with the tiebreaker over Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, shit, you beat Houston one time in that 3-game series where I think we got swept. You beat them one time. You know, nobody was asking you to go out and win, you know, 28 games in the month of September.
Yeah.
Needed one extra win. Yeah, I think that shit bothers me. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to see the Mariners go after people. But I don't think it was worth selling our farm system off that they've worked so hard to build when literally it would have been one game.
And that's what we've done our entire lives. How many times have we talked about how the Mariners are, you know,
feeder of the Yankees?
Yeah, the feeder of the Yankees, and then on top of that, they're also the, you know, the where old players go to die.
Yeah,
I mean, how many times do we get some player that was like an all-star, amazing player, but it's the end of their career, and you're like, okay,
what do you mean, Kevin? You know, Mitchell?
Ricky Henderson,
Kevin Mitchell.
I love Ricky Henderson. Love him. Kevin Mitchell, all them.
Think of the Mariners' most famous photo, right? Griffey at home plate. Who's on top of him? Another old-ass bastard mm-hmm. that we got at the end of his career in Vince Coleman.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I would have been more on Cal's side 10 years ago when we got nobody to help Felix out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody. There was the only game fans went to in that whole tenure was the games he pitched. There mm-hmm. was nobody worth watching, you know. We have people worth watching. They're just struggling at the moment. You know, they're young. And they're going to go out and probably get Shohei Ohtani this year. It is what
you
it is.
You think they are?
Well... Before the season ended, he cleared his locker, and the next day he was up in Seattle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, there's two places. It's a shock that he went to Anaheim in the first place, because there's two places the Japanese all-stars or studs go. Seattle or New York.
Yeah.
Right? They go to Seattle because we're basically Japanese-owned, being owned by Nintendo. And they go to New York because it's fucking New York. You know. Speaking of New York, woo! Did you watch that
they
game last night?
Oh, of course I did. we had to like steal Zoe's freaking Hulu password because we don't have freaking cable yet.
Ah.
So we stole Zoe's Hulu password so we can log in and watch it. And oh. When they sat there and they're charging down the field, and you're like, oh, they're going to let him score. Come on, defense, do something. And Witherspoon just steps out in front of him, and you see that. It's like, oh, yes.
There's a clip going around. It looks like KJ Wright had like a viewing party.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you would have thought he was back playing as pumped he got on that interception.
No.
He jumped up out of the chair and was like 4 inches from the screen, just pumping his fist. And yeah.
Have you seen the Eli Manning batting one?
I did. I was going to watch that telecast last night, and I should have, because the more and more I watched the fucking game, the more angrier I got at fucking Joe Buck and Troy. God, I hate those two.
I do too, but by the end of it, they were pretty much making love to Witherspoon. I think they were blowing him by the end of it, but which is amazing because they never talk good about the Seahawks.
Every single person, though, that Aikman mentioned was how tremendous he is and, you know, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, and fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, they
it's
need...
like, find a, get a thesaurus.
God.
Get a fucking thesaurus. But yeah, but I mean, they showed one where if you go look and Seahawks, like, showed it, like, sent it out. They're like, yeah, here's the Manning's reaction to the interception. They're talking like, oh, he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And all of a sudden he throws that in both of them. Like Eli Manning looked like, I mean, the normal, just stupid, like, Eli Manning look. Through the whole thing, they're just both side like. Oh.
Well, as a guy in Eli, you got to imagine he was as disgusted as the coach was, right? You saw that where the coach flipped the fucking tablet yeah. back at him. But, I mean, Eli played his entire career as a Giant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would imagine if this game would have been on Sunday, like on Fox, that at halftime or whatever, you would have saw Strahan doing the same shit as a guy who played his entire career in New York, mm-hmm. like just disgusted.
Right.
You know,
the coach, the fans, when you saw like them pan through and you just see like the pain, and I'm looking at it like I felt that pain before. I have, as a Seahawk fan, I felt that pain, but.
That 11 sacks, that reminded me of the game against Kansas City where Derek Thomas sacked, I think it was Dave Craig, 7 times by himself.
Yeah.
You know. It's amazing yeah, that you 11... got 7 sacks in a season or in a game and you didn't break the season record.
Yeah. I mean, it just, yeah, 11 sacks. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, you know, I think I posted it last night. You get a sack and you get a sack. And it's like just everybody.
So I've been saying it for years. Did you see my little meme collage thing?
Mm-mm.
With Daniel Jones, if you
oh,
Google,
yes.
looks like fucking Human Shrek.
Human Shrek. It does.
And I've said it for years, and finally last night, I said it to Tosh, and she's like, oh my God, he does. And I'm like, all right, finally, somebody agreed with me. I'm fucking finding the pictures.
Yeah. There was a couple times they showed Dan. He looked scared.
Well, now... to be honest, I thought that was going to be coming our way in the second half when all of a sudden we only had one starter left on the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've been known outside of the Jones, Hutchins, and Max Unger era for having horrible offensive lines,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so
yeah.
that always worries me, but, and the, I mean, honestly though, they didn't get a whole lot of the run game going. I mean, when you look at a score, what was it, 34-3? Is that what the final ended up being?
Something like that, yeah.
And you look at that score, and your running back's only got 79 yards. Kind of threw me off a little bit. Like, I was expecting Walker to have more than that. But
it did. Charbonnet looks, I mean, he's going to be a beast once he gets going.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another guy.
He just wrecks people.
Aikman burst out of his zipper with Charbonnet.
Oh, yeah.
Because they both went to the same college for a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'm pretty sure Aikman came just every time he said his name.
God. Dude, I was worried about it. I watched the Jets-Chiefs game. Was that Sunday Night Football, right?
I think so.
And Collinsworth with, like, Mahomes. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers would have been in that game, too? Collinsworth would have died from overcoming.
Yeah.
Not overcoming some disease he has. He would have died from overcoming.
He would have been dehydrated for how much cum that was shooting out of him.
Oh, my God. And so you saw Taylor Swift. We all know this is going to be a fucking thing all season.
Yep.
But did you see who Taylor Swift brought with her?
Wasn't it Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Hugh Jackman.
I didn't see Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, they all walked in together. and the director of Deadpool 3. Well, now it came out today that the rumor is Taylor Swift's in Deadpool 3 as Dazzler. She's I'm trying to think if she's an X-Men, X-Force. Let's see here. I mean, she's been around quite a while. Dazzler Comics came out in 1980. The first Dazzler, it was a solo comic.
She has photokinesis, huh?
Uncanny X-Men was her first appearance. Okay, I think that's what I'm thinking. She was in the new Excalibur.
I mean, it does kind of, I mean, looking at the pictures, it fits.
Yeah. I believe her backstory is she's some type of ex-rock star.
Manipulate sound and light. The louder the source, the more powerful the output.
Yeah. So, I don't know what I think about that.
I mean, it could be amazing, but who knows? I mean, there's, you never know. Some of them, you're like, this is going to be bad. And then it happens. You're like, okay, it's not so bad. Other ones, like, you're like, this is going to be great. You're like, oh, fuck, no. I mean, think about the what we first thought about with Pattinson as Batman. We're like, fuck, and no.
No, now, if you remember, it wasn't so much fuck and then no, yeah. Right? It was, I swear to God, if they make Batman sparkle, like, that's where we were. Yes.
That's kind of where we went, I think, yeah. But
where we were aiming.
I think it was Ben Affleck, the one we were fucking known. We were right.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm fucking on eBay. And now, all of a sudden, everybody has... It's even listed. Everybody has fucking the Uncanny X-Men comic, 130.
Mm-hmm.
For anywhere $200 to $500. I guarantee you, Friday, they were $25.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
people, and it's going to be one of those ones that in a month, they're going to be $50 again or $25 again.
People are listening to Taylor Swift rumors on their eBay posts. First appearance of Dazzler, Taylor Swift rumors. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, the freaking the Swifties or whatever the fuck they call them.
I was coming around, right? There's a lot of things Taylor Swift does personal life, or not personal life wise, but getting people registered to vote, you know, those types of things that I'm like, she gets it. Like, she just, you know, she's not just a pop star just trying to, you know, make her money and shit on the world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's always trying to do some good somewhere. And now all of a sudden that I have to look like deal with it on my football.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like going to have to deal with it in my Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy at all.
Yeah, I can see that.
At all. Just not. I did finally watch a movie that you watched a long time ago. Did we talk about it? I can't remember. I watched The Machine.
No, we haven't talked about that.
No, yeah. I watched The Machine.
What'd you think?
I took it for exactly what it was.
Well, and that was one thing. I think we talked a little bit like after I watched it. I'm like, it's a stupid comic movie.
Yeah, I took it exactly like I did Cocaine Bear. Like, I knew what the fuck I was going to get.
Yeah.
And went with that, you know.
If you're expecting an Oscar movie, you're in the wrong fucking place.
Yeah. It was funny. Mark Hamill was fucking awesome in it.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am all for any appearance like that Mark Hamill wants to make in any movie.
Yeah.
I just am. No, it was good along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, it's not one of those that you're going to come out of the theater going, oh my God, that was a cinematic masterpiece. Like, not fucking happening. You 100% have to take it for what it is. But it landed on Netflix,
movie.
And so I watched that the other day, and that was pretty good.
It's funny for what it is. I mean, it's entertaining, and like we've said before, for me, I don't want a movie masterpiece. I just want something that's going to entertain me.
Now, there's a part of me, and I wasn't looking for it in this movie because I knew this movie was going to be just balls to the walls exaggerated, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was written and starring Bert Kreischer. Like,
yeah,
there was no other way around it. But I would like to see some type of biopic with a true-to-life machine story. I think that
would be cool.
But
that would be,
you know, or you know what, I like the movie 43. Remember that movie?
No.
Where it was just not skits per se, but yeah, skits through the.
I think we've talked about this one, and I've just still never seen it.
You've still never seen movie 40. Oh my god! Mm-hmm. But where it was, it's just stories from comics, but acted out. Like, it'd be great to see Jim Brewer's Long Live Paint acted out. Be great to see Pryor's fucking shooting his Cadillac tires and burning himself with crack and, you know, story. And it'd be great to see Chrysler's The Machine and, like,
yeah,
those would be awesome.
That would be kind of cool to do an entire thing of just some of the best, you know, take someone's bit and just the best act out from it.
Yeah.
Just turn it into a, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I can't, you gotta get on the ball, man. You gotta see movie 40. I can't, like, to me, that's so up your alley.
It probably
there's
is.
There's so
but it's
much
just,
that's
it's one
fucked
of
up and
we talk about it.
There's so
here,
much
I'm gonna
that's
send myself a message that says movie 43. Fucking watch it.
Let me see if it's, streaming right now. It looks like it's just I'm not seeing it. Like, it's on Amazon Prime, but for $2.69. Redbox, YouTube, all right around $3. Yeah, it's, I mean, and when you go through the cast, and they're all in different skits, right? They're, a lot of them aren't necessarily together.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's see here. Here's the cast. You got Emma Stone, Stephen Merchant, Dennis Quaid, Greg Kinnear, Common, Will Sasso, Odessa Ray.
Stephen Merchant.
Seth MacFarlane, Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet. Hold on, just
Elizabeth Banks,
Jeremy Allen White, who's huge right now with The Bear, and previously on the Gallagher as Liv Gallagher, Liv Schreiber, Naomi Watts, Anna Faris, Chris Pratt. Dude, the Anna Faris Chris Pratt one is fucking awesome. I don't want to fuck anything up by trying to pull it up on YouTube to play. But the whole basis of that one is he's trying to propose to her, and she's got a question for him, and it's like, let's go at the same time. And he's like, will you? And she's like, will you? And he's marry me? And she goes, poop on me? And so the next scene, he's at a barbecue talking to his buddies about how she wants him to poop on her. And he's like, oh, you got to do that. It's J.B. Smooth that's actually in that. And yeah, you go to Taco Bell and you get the burrito grande. And so you see him like eating all these fucking tacos. It's fucking awesome. Kieran Culkin, Emma Stone, Richard Gere. Oh yeah. Richard Gere with the eye, babe.
The eye, babe.
It's like the Apple robot sex doll. Kate Bosworth, Jack McBrayer, who I love, Justin Long, Jason Sudeikis, Uma Thurman, Kristen Bell, Leslie Bibb. Yeah, it's just person after person.
I mean, it sounds like it has fucking everybody.
Christopher Plasse and Chloe Grace Moretz, Patrick Warburton, Matt Walsh.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, Gerard Butler, Sean William Scott. Oh, the Sean William Scott, Johnny Knoxville is great. I can't remember which one does it, but it's one of their birthdays, and the other one kidnaps a leprechaun to give him for his birthday. And the leprechaun goes fucking madhouse psycho.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
I'm telling you, man, the whole fucking movie is just... And each skit, they're not... Like, the skits aren't long, per se. They're, like, 5-7 minutes long. It's like Saturday Night Live with a higher quality, right? Because it's not filmed live. With, like, filthy skits.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman goes on a blind date and he's got balls on his chin. Not like a fat chin, but like literal balls on his chin. Yeah, it's fucking phenomenal.
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to. I mean, this isn't the first time you've told me all about it, and I'm like, okay, I really got to go watch this.
I'm telling you.
I sent myself a message, and then I sent it to Amber. So,
if there's ever been a movie that I think is right up your alley, it's movie 43. Without it being a horror movie. Let me put it that way. Without it being a horror movie, it's that movie.
See, and we're day 3 into October.
We are.
And I've watched Omen and Exorcist 3.
I thought I saw... Let me see. I thought I saw Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is on Peacock.
Watch that.
It's on Peacock.
Oh.
Which I believe is free.
I think we have it, so.
Yeah. I knew I heard that it was being released for streaming in the month of October. Just looked it up. It's on Peacock. I know that's one me and Bella want to watch.
I want to watch that.
So, speaking of my own.
I've heard there's a second one. They're working on a second one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I shouldn't say ooh yet. Let's watch
the first. Yeah, let's see the first one first.
Let's watch the first one first, right? But I think that's another movie that's going to be like The Machine, cocaine, like, you know what it's fucking is, right?
Yeah, it's going to be completely dumb.
You're probably going to get some really bad blood splatter, similar to Velocipaster. Probably not as bad as Velocipaster, but...
It's like Sharknado. When someone goes to watch it, they're like, those movies are so fun. That's the point.
Yeah.
You know, Sharknado, Lavalantula, the dumbest fucking movies ever made, but they're so fun to watch.
and that's really what it comes down to, right? There's some movies, like, if you want Oscar-type movies that are beautifully done and written and have great stories, you go watch American Beauty. You go watch, you know,
the
those
whale,
types
something.
Of things. If you just want pure fucking entertainment, no brain... I'm just going to watch this and enjoy it for whatever the fuck it is. You go see Cocaine Bear. You go see Velocipaster. You go see, watch Sharknado on TV. Like, those are the fucking things you do.
Yes.
Speaking of my own personal horror movie, both my daughters are going to homecoming Friday, Saturday.
Have you been cleaning the shotgun?
I just... Sit in my chair here in a fetal position and rock. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately for me and my old battered heart, they're not going with dates. Bella's going with her group of friends and Ray's going with her group of girlfriends. But it just tells me the time is coming.
You get a shotgun?
The time is coming. I don't know if I'm too worried about Bella. Bella's not much of a follower. Bella has no problem if she doesn't like whatever the fuck you want to go telling you to fuck off.
And then kicking your ass.
Yeah, she just has no problem. Araya, on the other hand, is kind of a go with the crowd. She doesn't... I mean, I saw it at Disneyland a year and a half ago, right? She's definitely afraid of heights and, you know, rides and shit like that. But we're there with those tourist boys, and they're like, oh, we're going to go do this. Come on, Rhea. And she would fucking go do it and then shit her pants when she got done. Like, you know. That kind of worries me. But
yeah, I could see that. And she's a lot more emotional than Bella, I think.
Oh, Ray has no, not at all. Ray,
no,
you'll never see a Ray's emotions.
Hmm.
It's rare. Bella wears everything on her sleeve. Period. If she's pissed, you know it. If she's sad, you know it. If, you know. Yeah, there's no doubt in that one at all. At all. So, yeah, it should be a, I was going to say fun-filled weekend, but it's not, nothing's fun.
No.
Our fridge went out Friday.
No, it's not good.
And we had to call, we pay for that home warranty, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we called, they sent a guy out Friday night. Guy walks in, goes, "Oh, your control board's bad." And he's like, "I don't have one, but let me go to the shop, see if we have one there." Called us Saturday and goes, "We don't have one. It's going to be about 7 days before we get one." So we're living out of coolers right now. So that'll be sometime this weekend. The guy comes over to fix that. We got Toby's baseball team, which I don't know what to do. I think I missed the girls. Not necessarily Bella and Rhea, just that team last year. I think may have spoiled coaching for me for fucking ever. Like, everything with that team was perfect. I didn't have a crier, whiner, nothing like that on the team. You know, I had 13 girls that got along. I didn't have anybody missing practice. I mean, I don't think we ever practiced with less than 11 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it was Bella missing because she had high school softball.
Yeah.
I've not practiced with a full team one time. We played 2 weekends ago. It was 75 degrees. And I had a kid after the first inning ask if he could be done playing because it was too hot. And I'm like,
how hot was it?
75. I even told him, I go, "You know there's kids playing right now in Arizona in 110 degree weather." "No, they would never do that." "No, those guys play year-round. They don't give a fuck." And then last weekend it rained, and none of them wanted to play. It just, you know, it's, and they're not bad kids. I don't have a bad kid, per se. I don't have that asshole, that bully, that, you know.
Yeah.
I just have, I think it's that generation of entitled, and hey, if the weather's not perfect, what I consider perfect to be outside, just warm enough I don't need a coat, but not hot enough I sweat, then I need to be inside on the TV if it's not that.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, I don't know what else. So I got baseball, and then we got homecoming. So we got to come straight home from baseball. My nieces are coming over to help the girls with hair and makeup and whatnot. So, and who knows? I may not have a job by the end of the week. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I had choice words yesterday for HR.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What'd you do now?
I didn't do shit. I called them because I need money.
Oh, are they not paying you?
It came to my attention that I make starting pay. Yeah. Yeah, so I trained a new girl, and I was just like, "Hey, how'd you get the job?" And she's like, "Oh, I saw it on LinkedIn. It was da-da-da-da-da." And I'm like, that's more than I make. I'm like, you've been here 6 days. I've been here 6 years. Like, that's more money than I make. By, like, $1 an hour more money than I make. And so I went home and went on LinkedIn. She was wrong. We make the same amount of money. But that's still wrong. And so when I called HR about it yesterday, they're like, "Yeah, you're maxed out. Until we raise the starting pay, you're maxed out." Like,
the starting pay is all you're ever going to make?
Yeah. They're like, you need to either have your boss change your job title so we can pay you appropriately for that, or you need to get promoted. Like, why haven't you applied for job? Like, I've applied for just about every opening. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Yeah, so I kind of blacked out. I cursed a little bit. I don't know what all I said, but I was pissed.
I can see that.
I was pissed, so. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. They didn't email me. They didn't email me today, so like, I'm taking that as a good sign.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So
and why is it so low?
I don't know. And I know, you know, they don't want people talking about what they make. But
it's illegal to say you can't.
Yeah.
So they can't tell you you can't talk about what you make. It's illegal to say you can't.
You know, and I'm not necessarily a huge... I'm kind of just middle. I'm not sure I really care either way. Union guy?
Yeah.
Like, I see good and bad, but this is one of those where I wish there was a union.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, what the fuck? But I think they would get further than me going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Me going, what the fuck? They're like, you're in this position. You know, we'll find somebody else, no problem. Because I'm in the no experience needed position.
Yeah. But maybe that's the thing. Talk to your bosses. I mean, they seem to like you when you go to all the stuff. I mean, say, hey, look.
Oh, no. I had a conversation with one of them last week. Actually, both of them. My boss and then the big boss. And they just don't have any power. It all goes through HR. All they can do is send, like, even our performance raises, which I found out it's not a performance. So, like, last year when I got my dollar raise, it just made me what this year's starting pay was. But I got that. So, we actually had people on our team not even making starting pay. Because they didn't get the max raise, or we have one guy that hasn't got a raise in, like, 3 years, period, because his performance is so bad. But, yeah, kind of bush league. So,
a little bit, yeah.
And they're getting ready to send me off again. They're sending me to Chicago to go train the team over there.
And be like, yeah, I'll go as soon as you pay me.
Well, now this may have some leverage because they may be able to call me a trainer now and change my job title.
Yeah.
So, because even HR asked me, do you do anything outside of your normal, like, above and beyond your normal job? I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, you mean like right now with my boss on vacation and so all phone calls and emails are directed to me? Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody else on the team has to do that.
Yeah.
You know. And so we'll see. I'm going to give it to probably till the end of the month before I have to make a decision. But, you know, and I'm not normally a money guy, but this inflation.
But I mean, it's a respect thing at that point.
That's what I've told them all along. It's like, even if you just gave me 50 cents now, like, is 50 cents enough? Probably not. But no. Just to say I need to make more new. Is that guy who hasn't got a raise in 3 years needs to make more. He's been with the company 5 years. He should instantly make more than somebody starting.
He should.
Now, if he's not good enough to get a performance raise, that's now on you for not letting him go. You know, one time, okay, maybe something bad happened in his life, had a rough year, you know, just kind of skated by. 3 years, now we have a pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how's the transition down there?
I mean, it's going okay. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's just getting used to the everything. But I mean, Amber got the car switched over. So the car is now a Texas car. We bought another one because I drive so far that I needed the gas mileage, even though like today I just filled up for $32. Gas is cheap.
I filled up $2.40 today.
Yeah, it was $2.97 a gallon.
Yeah.
So, but then it's, you know, but I'm driving 62 miles each way. But it's only an hour to an hour and a half drive.
Every so it's kind of like, huh?
What's that?
That's kind of far.
It is, but I mean, the time isn't, it's no worse than what I was doing up there. Like time wise, an hour to an hour and a half drive is.
You got to see other places.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. To me, anyways, like the office should be close. I mean, I drive a shit ton too, but I don't have.
I mean, it should be, but it was just kind of one of those that I made the mistake that I didn't think about how far the drive was. I thought more just of like how the time wise, and then realized that it's 60 miles. Because up there, 60 miles is like 4 hours. Down here, it's an hour. So
that's true.
Yeah.
All freeway driving, or?
Oh, it's all freeway, yeah.
Yeah.
But even here, like the side roads are freaking 50, 60 miles an hour.
Wow. Oh.
Like everything is just, everyone goes faster.
And your Kia does 50 or 60?
The little Forte, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I just bought was a Kia Forte. So it does. I mean, I was doing 85 on the way to work this morning.
Yeah.
Well, and it gets 42 miles a gallon.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
Yeah, where the Sportage, Ambert Sportage, was getting like 22.
Yeah, so you're using 3 gallons a day.
Yeah.
But it's probably only, what, a 12-gallon tank?
Yeah, so it's every third or fourth day I'll have to fill up. But plus, if I do any other driving, like this Thursday, I think I might go to an open mic. So I've done a couple down here, so I might go to another one.
And where are you in relation to like that?
The open mic?
Well, just city life or whatever in general.
We're from downtown Houston. We're probably 40-ish miles away, but it's like 40 miles.
I wasn't thinking like the city, you know, but like, I mean, you lived in Bonnie Lake. I wouldn't call Bonnie Lake happening, you know, not compared to, it's still pretty small in comparison to the Renton or the Kents or.
Yeah. Probably the closest one to us would be the Woodlands. And that's about 20-ish miles away.
Oddly enough, I heard that today.
Yeah. So the Woodlands is about 20 miles away, and that's probably the biggest small town. But I mean, they have the Woodlands is huge, actually.
I was talking to a rep today who's originally from Texas, and I was like, oh yeah, I got a buddy just moved down there. He's like, oh, I'm like, somewhere outside of Houston. He's like, Woodlands? I was like, I don't know.
The actual like closest town to us is actually Cut and Shoot. Yep, Cut and Shoot, Texas, is probably the closest actual town. But I mean, it's like a two stop sign town. But we're
what,
technically
like a convenience store and a gas station,
pretty much. Yeah, but they do have their own fire department though, the Cut and Shoot Fire Department. I want to go work there just to work for the Cut and Shoot Fire Department.
So it's Hobart, but
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're like. So we basically kind of like Ravensdale. We're unincorporated Conroe. But we're unincorporated Montgomery County, but we're technically the city is Conroe.
So it is Hobart.
Yeah, but Conroe's actually like almost 20 miles away.
But with shittier weather.
Yeah. It's warm. It's pretty. Today's actually been raining all day, so they felt like home. Except it was raining and it was 75 degrees.
Wasn't raining here. It was gorgeous, and it was about 62.
Man.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So it's rained just about every other day for the last week, but it did not rain. It was raining at 4 when I left for work this morning, but stopped by the time I clocked in.
I will tell you, though, Amber's still walking out with a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
She's still cold.
Yeah, and summer will be here though, and we'll see how that goes. But
I'm pretty sure she's a lizard. What I've decided. She's a lizard person.
All right. Well, did you win this week?
What? No, I did not.
I didn't even look
because I had that my tight end was the one that's yelling at Daniel Jones for being a fucking loser.
Darren Waller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck. They did him no favors.
No.
Let's see here. I did win.
It's a complete non-factor.
I did win. And, you know, I was bitching earlier about Kenneth Walker, you know, not getting a ton of yards. Thank God he didn't, because I only won by 7, and he had Kenneth Walker. So one more touchdown, yeah, and I would have been, you know, screwed. But I did win. Let's see. Oh, no. You would have beat a lot of other teams in the league.
Yeah.
Where?
But, yeah, I had. But a lot of my guys underperformed. I mean, Jared Allen had 47 points, and I still lost.
Who is?
Because everybody else had nothing.
Who is who farted?
I don't know.
Is that Pickett?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to see how many Seahawks are on the team. That'll tell me. Just Seattle's defense.
I would say my money league. I had Seattle's defense, and yeah, I won by a little bit.
Let's see, which one? Yeah, it is. It is Pickett's team. He scored the most points in the league this week. And beat Steven by almost 100 points.
That's just, I mean, that just feels like you're beating on the, you know, poor, you know, the poor cripple kid.
Yeah, my big money league, I destroyed with really only 4 people. I had Josh Allen in our big money league. He got 50. I also had Stephen Diggs, who had 33. I also had Chris McCaffrey, who had 41. And then Williams, the Rams running back, who had almost 25. Everybody else scored under double digits for me. I won by 50.
Yeah, the league, my big money league, I actually won by 64.
Ooh.
But I had Jalen Hurts, who didn't do too bad, 25. Dee Montgomery, who I almost didn't play because he was a questionable until
I didn't play 10 minutes. Because he was questionable.
And he ended up getting 35 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nacua got me 29. And then Seattle's defense got me 34.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice. Well, let's see. What's the overall standings we have here in our league?
I think I'm doing horrible.
Well, I mean, the name is fitting.
It is.
But you're,
that's why I pick it.
The champ is 0-4.
I mean, the chump.
Which is Steven.
No.
He changed his name this year to the champ because he won.
Well, see, I'm middle road. I'm right in the middle. I'm 5-5. I'm fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, 2-2.
Yeah.
I'm in third, well, tied for second, if you will, with, that was Corey's first loss, the one I just gave him. All right. But then you got below average Joe. He's only given up 372 points all year. So everybody so far is having their worst week against him. That's less than 100 points a week. That's crap.
Thanks. That is crap.
That's crap. All right, guys. Well, let's see. We got it to work this time.
Yeah, look at my points four. My points four, I'm second.
Are you?
Yeah, I have 488. You're below average Joe's at 493.
Oh. I'm at 467, so not too bad. Right there with Pickett Jr.
Yeah.
Where Pickett himself has 394. The champ has 334.
Yeah, as we said, the chump.
Maniacal. All right, well, we got everything to work this week. We'll hope and pray we get it all to work next week.
We'll figure it out.
We'll be back with that one. So with all that being said, guys, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.